As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Abby has had a Burt Show epiphany.
Is that what we're calling it?
I'm not really sure what it is, so I'm not really sure how to tease it.
Oh, you don't?
I think I might. Is this about the video that I showed you on the way out the other day? Okay.
That's what we're bringing up today. So right. I feel like the women on this show, we're very good about being vocal about things that kind of get under our skin, whether it's Kaylee calling us females or if it's somebody sending us photoshopped photos of our smiles and asking why our smiles are too open and too aggressive, if you will. And so something happened last week that made me think, maybe the women need to flip the script a little bit and ask the males of the Burt Show if there's anything that might be getting under their skin that we as women are unconsciously doing.
I do hear this complaint often that women can rail on men, but men can't rail on women.
Exactly.
Well, I wonder why that is. Well, let's dig a little deeper on why that is.
It's because women are the oppressed class in that situation.
Yeah.
If we don't have the same equal rights as men, we're not treated the same way across the board. And so, as part of a member of specifically women, a class that is oppressed in some way or unequal in some way, we are allowed to call out when there's unfair representation, stereotypes, or characterization of
us. Now try being a minority woman.
Right.
I don't know that's necessarily what we're talking about here, though, is it?
A little bit.
Because what you're saying is like, look, we should be able to punch up because we've been punched down on for so long and dudes should just be able to take it?
No, I'm not saying punch up. I'm saying call out problematic behavior or call out things that aren't great. Like calling a woman a female is dehumanizing. That's not punching up to me. That's, hey, you don't, and I don't blame dudes who use that word. I don't think are bad guys at all. I'm not trying to come down on them. It's trying to me trying to educate, being like, hey, when you use that word, it sends a message. It's been used pejoratively for so long. Don't do that anymore. It's disrespectful.
But I think your point, I think we're talking about two different things. I just want to get on the same page.
So that's taking the serious route, going like to a more like a superficial, like when we're talking about dating or like all guys are dogs, cheaters, liars. There is, I feel like women, I feel like men, no, because I don't want to mansplain.
So what I specifically am bringing to the table is a comment that I have been repeatedly saying, in my opinion, jokingly. Mm-hmm. And I think I wonder if sometimes men just take those kinds of jokes in stride and just kind of don't really say anything. But if it actually is bothersome, I think women are better about speaking up about, hey, that's actually, you shouldn't say that. It's actually really offensive to me.
Do the men on the show feel like women can call out, like, if we're not talking like serious matters that have historical reference, like calling a woman a female, on something that's a little more generic? And our show is a female leaning based show, and we talk a lot about dating. We talk a lot about infidelity. So do you feel that we can come down harder on men in certain situations than men can come down harder on women?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
And I personally don't get offended by it because I don't take it personally. Mm-hmm. But when I see the comments of men saying like, well, you know, we couldn't come on air and call women sewer rats, whether it was jokingly or not, it would be taken a whole different way. And, mm-hmm. and we would get a lot of different response to it. I mean, that's true.
I do think that it's an audience-based thing also. I mean, like you said, we're predominant. It takes so much to offend me, you guys. I just think that we've been doing this for so long, and I've never really taken a whole bunch of things personally. Mm-hmm. So I just don't get offended. It takes a lot. Like, you have to, like, offend my kids or my fiance or my family, close friends, for me to be offended. But if it's about me, it takes a lot.
Or, yeah, if it's just about men in general.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. So I brought this to the table because all last week I was making a lot of jokes about how I'm really into tall guys. And to me, this is me just leaning in on something that's very stereotypical about women, about how we love tall guys. And you can only be 6'4", I only date you if you're 6'3". And as I was leaving the show on Friday, Bert pulls me over and he's like, hey, I want to show you this TikTok.
This is a TikTok that has been sent to me probably by 12 different people.
And I won't get into like the nitty gritty of what it was, but it was basically like women's comments about men's heights can lead them to take drastic measures to cope with that. And I kind of left the show feeling like, oh my gosh, am I saying things that are kind of getting under the male's skin?
I know you don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but I was in here and I listened to it and I will.
Okay.
because it was a dude who was very impassioned about the fact women won't date short guys, right? He is a short king. He had a friend who was a short king, and was is the word there, and apparently ended up taking his life because he was constantly being put down because of his short stature. And it was he came in hard.
Very, very aggressive.
Very, very hard.
Right.
And lashing out at all women who choose to dismiss men strictly based on their height. And that's how Bert chose to end the show that day.
I'm like, Abby, take a look at this.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, literally. We were like, we both sat here and watched it, and they were like, okay, well, have fun doing whatever you're doing this weekend.
As Abby was leaving the studio, I was literally yelling, murderer!
And that's how I felt.
Yeah.
So I will say
this. It was intense.
It was intense.
It was very intense.
So I will say this. I don't know anything about the dude that took his life, right? I would venture to say if you take your life because of that, there are more issues than you just being short.
Yes.
So, but we don't know anything more about the situation. But the way that this guy was coming on strong, he was almost making it sound like the reason why he took his life is because women wouldn't go out with him because he was short. I don't know this dude. I don't think that was completely the reason. I showed it to you not because I get offended when you say it. Maybe there's 10% of me that does, only because I know that struggle my entire life, right? But do I get offended by it? No, I laugh it off, actually. There's nothing I can do about it now. I'm insecure about my height. Always have been. Probably always will be, right? But when I did see that, and I got it sent so many different times, I didn't share it with you as to like, look what you're doing to men when you say that. It was more like, I just want to let you know what you have done here.
That I'm enforcing that behavior,
you are
essentially.
You're enforcing this behavior. But it wasn't done to, like, in some passive-aggressive way to tell you, like, hey, stop making fun of short dudes.
No, and that's not what I was getting at. It was more of, like, for example, the sewer rat comment that I made yesterday. Do you hear that and go, I wish I could say, don't call us sewer rats, but you can't because you're a woman? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, are there things that women constantly make comments about, or just like passive statements that have just that you wish as a man women would be more sensitive
gentlemen,
about?
Gentlemen, let's talk about your feelings.
Let's talk about feelings.
I mean, I don't personally, I don't like go home wishing I could ask women to stop saying certain things or be a certain way. It genuinely doesn't bother me at all. But I mean, there is a double standard there. Mm-hmm. It's fairly obvious to me. Like, you can't. Another example is you can't comment on a woman's body, and you shouldn't, period. And if you do, you'll hear about it. But if a woman comments on a man's body, says something about him coming up short or anything of that nature, it's just like brushed away. Like, it's nothing. Like, it's easy. But if the roles are reversed, you can't do that.
I do feel like there are times on the show that Mo and I are giving a guy's perspective, right? Based on what we know about guys and our guy friends and stuff like that. And women get offended by that truth and have labeled it as misogynistic mm-hmm. from time to time, when I feel like, look, we are just trying to give you guys kind of a page out of the playbook. And I don't think it's misogynistic, but it has been labeled that way.
That so just because it's a truth and reality doesn't mean it can't be both. And it can be a truth and it can be something your friends think. And it can still be misogynistic, just like women commenting on men's bodies. You're right. There is a double standard. We can also address the fact that women's bodies are policed more heavily in terms of looks, but that doesn't mean men don't suffer too. And I don't think it's right for women to comment on men's bodies or not date someone because they're short. I think that's a load of BS. So it can be both and. You know, we live in one reality, but that doesn't mean we can't strive for a better one.
Yeah, and again, I'm also sensitive to this too, because I've been doing this for a lot longer than these guys have. I'm a little bit older also, and grew up in a place of humor where you could be politically incorrect and it was kind of like brushed off. Some things have never been funny. I understand that, but I think that we are living in such a sensitive society now that if we can't talk about our truths and laugh, if I can't laugh at myself for being short, which I do quite often, hide the tears.
It's even in your bio. Life is short, so am I.
That people, you know, every time that there is a joke in every medium, essentially, there has to be the butt of a joke for it to be funny, right? The jokes are always funny until they are about you. And then they're not funny anymore. And then the labels start coming and it creates an environment of creativity and fun that has been much more challenging recently than it has been for me in any other year.
So essentially what you're saying is I can still rag on guys for being short?
Ain't going to get any heat from me. I'm just going to continue showing you videos of guys that have been very, very hurt by it.
Perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Very hurt by it.
Get it? The Burt Show.